Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Now joining me on the line is Advocate Jacqueline Fick, and it is apparently called the Wangiri scam. Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. I'm good, and you?
Yes. Thank you so much for joining me on Freedom Day. Before we even talk about scams, do you remember where you were in 1994 on this day?
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to ask me to give my age away? No, I can't remember that.
Okay. Well, it was 1994. It was our first post-apartheid democratic elections. Do you remember standing in those queues?
That I can remember, yes.
All right, so that was on this day. But let's talk about scams. Let's talk about this Wangiri scam. What is it?
Well, unfortunately, in South Africa, we might have freedom in terms of our constitution, but we are definitely not free from fraudsters and scammers.
Yeah. So true.
You're actually correct in calling this scheme Wangiri fraud. Now, Wangiri is actually a Japanese word for one ring, and that is exactly what this scam is all about. So it's definitely affecting users in South Africa, and it's been around for quite some time. So basically what happens with the scam is that criminals using technology identify numbers and then send a huge amount of missed calls using technology to unsuspecting users. You will see a missed call, usually from an international number on your phone. And in this case, curiosity definitely kills the cat, because if you call back, you usually are connected to what I call a chitty-chitty chat line. They will keep you on the line, and those calls are charged at a premium.
What kind of premium?
Well, it can differ. Some of the calls can be 10 rand a minute. Some of them can be 60 rand a minute.
No yes, way.
Yes, and you know, you end up in a position having to fight with your mobile network operator to say, please help me out. I've got a bill of quite a substantial amount of money. So it definitely is not worth calling back numbers that you don't know. I always say, if it was important, Kathy, the person will leave a voice message. The person will call back.
Or call back, yeah, exactly. So when you say it's a chitty-chitty chat line, is there actually a human being on the other side who's going to talk to you?
For some of the training that I present, I actually, to demonstrate Wangiri fraud, downloaded one of these prank calls from the internet. And they set up to respond to certain cues, and they're quite accurate. So you kept on the line. It sounds like the call is going, you're losing signal, or this sounds like weather in the background, or people say, play nice music to you and say, just hold on, you've won something, and they play nice music for you, and the clock is running and your wallet is emptied just purely for holding on for that call.
And are these coming from local numbers?
In most instances, some of the calls that I've dealt with, Kathy, it usually shows up as a missed call from an international number, but the fraudsters can set the number up in any way that they want to. You're just going to see a missed call, be it from a +44 or whatever number. And as I say, you then call the number back, and you're actually calling a premium rated service.
That's absolutely crazy. But surely that apps like Truecaller would be able to identify and help us to identify these scammers ahead of time.
Yes, Truecaller definitely is one of the ways that you can do it. As I say, you know, besides an app, telephone hygiene in not calling back unknown numbers is still for me the best way to do it. But Truecaller would definitely assist us in identifying spam calls and things. But remember, Truecaller, you would need, well, it's a community-based service, for lack of a better word, and that number has to be flagged by somebody to identify it as spam.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Jacqueline, that is where we leave it. Thank you very, very much for your time. And thank you for speaking to me on this public holiday and for keeping us updated on this. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.